So without further ado, Blue Highway.
Thank you, folks. Thank you for coming out today. Good to be here with you.
Thanks. Welcome to the new Hillbilly exhibit.
It's a temporary one, but it's here.
We tried to get them to put up a sign on the front of the stage that said, "Don't feed the rednecks," but they refused.
Rode out here, Mr. Review, did a little rest. Rode out here, Mr. Review, did a little rest. Lay me down in marble chain, only that is the best. Was a bad bull on the railroad, tried to put me off the train. Was a bad bull on the railroad, tried to put me off the train. Lay me down in marble chain, hope that it won't break. Still here in hollow. Big and a man down here, big and a man down. Big and a man down here, big and a man driving with a bone. Gonna flip me a cannonball, it won't stop with anyone. Lay me down in marble tank, wait till morning comes. Gonna lay down on the tombstones, way here on my train. Gonna lay down on the tombstones, way here on my train. Lay me down in marble tan, hope that it don't. Still hear him holler. We got a man down here, we got a man down. We got a man down here, we got a man down. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Still ring, 'cause I was born with a hammer in my hand. Swinging steel's the only knife I've known, and I've never been afraid to be alone. I hope my mama understands I'll always be a working man, 'cause I was born with a hammer in my hand. Steel-driving man, you could hear his hammer ring across the land. But before the steam drill came, John Henry knew my name, 'cause I was born with a hammer in my hand. Was born with a hammer in my hand. across the land, but put us side by side. At the hurling high, cause I was born with a hammer in my hand.
Yes, I'm born with a hammer in my hand.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Thank you so much. Welcome to the zoo. Yeah, we feel right at home here. I mean, we're animals, you know. Oh my goodness, this is our last stop. Believe it or not, we were in Mendocino last night, and we kept telling folks that we were going to be at the Sacramento Zoo today, and they thought it was a joke. They got a big laugh out of that, and we're like, no, we're serious. We are going to the Sacramento Zoo. Yeah,
the zoo.
Yeah.
Somebody's throwing seeds on us right now. I don't know if that's a monkey or where that's coming from, but I really don't want to look up.
As long as it's only seeds. That's
as long as it don't stick.
Yeah, there you go. Do y'all like acapella gospel music by any chance? All right. Well, back in 1997, I guess it was, we did a record called Midnight Storm. And this song was on that record. It's gone on to become probably our most requested number, and it's one of those songs that we were really blessed to get because it was a eulogy written by a member of Tim's wife's family, and he put a melody to it, made a gorgeous song out of it, and you know, we've had a lot of people say that it gave them some comfort at a really low point in their life. So if you're at that point, or if you've lost anybody close to you, maybe it'll do the same for you. This is one called Someday.
Thank you.
much. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3.
Another birthday came and went. Guess I missed the card you never sent. I can't blame you, though it's true. It's not like I was there for you. Used to love to watch the tree. Leaves in motion through a gentle breeze. Now I watch them falling down. And the wind's a mournful sound. I guess life ain't all that bad. Still got memories in space. I wish they didn't make me sad. Know I used to love parade. I don't like football anymore. Don't even care enough to hear the score. Seems like everything I do reminding me of you. Wish I felt like going out. Last is the nicest time of year, no doubt. But maybe life just ain't the same. Guess I should learn to take the blame. But I guess life ain't all that bad. Still got memories in Spain. I wish they didn't make me sad. Slowly fades, and everything that's left is sad. You know I used to love parades. Written by our own Tim Stafford from Kingsport, Tennessee. Give him a big hand if you would.
Thank you, Kirk. Appreciate it, folks. Thank you. That's a song I kind of had Merle Haggard in mind when I wrote it. And a funny thing happened today on the way over here. I won't believe this. Rob played on Merle Haggard's last couple of records. And we were coming from Mendocino. We played over there yesterday evening at the Mendocino Music Festival, and we were coming through the Redwood Forest on the Highway 20. And those guys were in a van. Wayne and I were in a separate van, and we saw him pulled alongside the road with a white Hummer, and it was Merle Haggard. I just happened to see him there, and Rob said, "I think that's Hag's Hummer." And sure enough, it was. And he shot the breeze.
They got to talk to Merle, but we got to talk to Aaron Tippin, man.
There you go. Yeah, we saw Aaron Tippin last week.
Yeah.
Oh, we're doing Mountaintop? Okay. All right. Okay, we're going to do another song of mine that's from an album called Midnight Storm. Anybody remember that record at all? Yeah? Oh, we appreciate you guys. Very nice. We paid these people well to come out here. We appreciate that. I wrote this one with Merle in mind, too. This one called Find Me Out on a Mountaintop. Whoa.
15 miles from the nearest town, where I'll take my rest. I'm leaving behind my troubled mind and the girl I love the best. Find me out on a mountain top where the cool breezes blow through the pine. Find me out on a mountain top. I'm leaving this old world behind. Do you like banjo picking by any chance? If you're a bluegrass fan, you gotta like banjo picking, I'm telling you. Or banjo, as we say back home. I don't know exactly how you spell that. B-A-N-J-E-R, I guess. Isn't it banjo?
That's what it was originally called.
All right.
By the Africans.
Oh, my goodness. This young man is one of the finest musicians that you will ever meet in your life. He hails from the thriving metropolis of Newland, North Carolina. Which is, let's see, what is that, a suburb of?
Elk Park,
yeah. That's up in the mountains of Avery County, North Carolina, where there's something about the water up there that just turns out good banjo players. It makes their fingers do that really well or something. I don't know exactly what it is.
That's a suburb of Litter Barrel and Resume Speed.
All right. Okay, I got you. Yeah. But this young man's one of the finest musicians I've ever had the privilege to share the stage with. Like I said, he's from Newland, North Carolina. Would you please make welcome Jason Burleson on the banjo? He's going to pick one for you off of a Huber banjo CD that came out last summer. That is one of those fine Huber banjos he's playing right there. This is one called the Lonesome Road Blues. Thank you. That's Jason.
It is.
Dear Lord, won't you help me? Hi, folks. Thank you very much. We're going to feature this fellow on the bass. He's from Abingdon, Virginia. Great singer and songwriter, Mr. Wayne Taylor. Make him welcome. And I wish that son would just move just a little bit. Come on. Come on. You know, it's really, Rob and I were eating breakfast the other morning in Snowbird, Utah. We were playing at the ski resort down there. And this girl was taking our order, and every time we said anything to her, she said, "Sweet." And it took me a while, you know, being a hillbilly, trying to figure out exactly what they meant by that. But so if you hear me say that at some point during the set, you know what? Sweet. So we're going to do a song Wayne wrote. Sweet.
I went in a sandwich shop in Mendocino and ordered a sandwich, and the girl said, "Are you from England?" I said, "No, North Carolina."
Well, that don't happen very often right there, I'm telling you.
I had a guy ask me if I was from Australia.
Yeah. We get confused.
No, Virginia. He said, "I was only 30,000 miles off."
This is a great song here. This is one from our very first record back in 1995. It's one called "Before the Cold Winds Blow." If you feel like dancing, by all means, folks, restrain yourself.
The weather finally broke in the middle of April. Jacob loaded up his wagon with last year's fur. He'd have to make the trip alone, 'cause it would be too risky for his pretty wife Sarah and the unborn child she carried with her. It took 3 weeks to reach the Mississippi River. He turned south toward New Orleans. For a boy from the mountain, it was easy to get caught up in the sights and the sounds of the city and the things he'd never seen. And the river rolls on like an endless river. Sunlight glistens on the rocks below. He can hear her voice in the rippling water, saying, "Please be home before the cold winds blow." Farm.
with his woman by his side. He thanks God for his blessings, and most of all for the blonde-haired child resting in his arms. And the river rolls on like an endless river. The sunlight glistens below. He can hear her voice in the rippling water, saying, please be home before the cold winds blow. He can hear her voice in the rippling water, saying, please be home. Wayne Taylor.
Thank you. All right, folks, we're going to do about one more for you and take a short little break. And we'd love to shake and howdy with every one of you, and I swear I believe we could. So just come on around and... We got records. We surely do. Back on the picnic table. Now, I don't want to pressure you into buying anything, but where have we got enough? Where can we get back to from here?
Almost back to the San Francisco airport.
Almost back to the San Francisco airport.
That ain't going
to
do us a whole lot of good right there.
Back to the bridge.
No.
So, and we got fruit over here. If you want to pick some fresh fruit, we got it right here. Just come on up and...
Oh, Lord, we're going to do one more for you. This is, and we will be back in about 15, 20 minutes, something like that, with a whole new set of music, so don't go anywhere. And if you do, go get 4 or 5 of your closest friends and bring them back with you.
Or you don't even have to like them, just bring them back.
Yeah, they don't even have to be human. If you can find anything that you can drag in here to make a racket, we'll play for them. And I'm sure there's some things around here that can make a racket. We heard them as we were coming in, so... This is one written by our very own Tim Stafford, along with a young man named Steve Gully. Kind of a spooky-looking little... Yeah, spooky-looking. Man, spooky-sounding little tune. This one called Nothing But a Whippoorwill. Oh, crossroad, 100 miles from home. We quarrel like two lovers often will. And I still recall the pain, but I recall my name. But it was nothing, nothing but a whippoorwill. Dark clouds of lightning in the air. Rain was softly falling as I brushed away her hair. She said we had to part, even though she held my heart. And to this day I know she always will. It was such a dreadful sight, but she's peaceful there tonight, lying in the ground so cold and still. I couldn't let her walk away. Everything she promised on our wedding day. As I turned my gun around, thought I heard that mournful sound, but it was nothing, nothing but a whippoorwill. Dark clouds of lightning in the air. Rain was softly falling as I brushed away her hair. With us, folks. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Less banjo in mix four, please. Thank you. Judge high up in his chair.
mine. We'll ask the jury what verdict they find. I said I feel power, but there were lies. I orphaned his children, I widowed his wife. Beg the forgiveness, I wish I were dead. Distance, a trick of the brain. I see a lone rider causing the pain. He's come to fetch me to see what they've done. We'll ride together to kingdom come. I pray for God's mercy, for soon I'll be dead. I hung my head. I hung my head. I hung my head.
This time, be an easy hill to climb. Nothing is as easy as it seems. I wish I could stand the height, just enjoy the sights. Always somewhere else I want to see.
I've been up and down so many times, lose count.
Even after falling down from you,
I'm still climbing.
It's another Friday night, city lights are bright. Think for once that I'm resist the call. But it carries me away, always fails to say. Remember just how much it hurts to fall.
I've been up and down so many times, who's count?
Even after falling every time,
I'm still climbing.
I'd stand a better chance if I had wings.
I've been up and down so much now I quit count.
Even after falling every time,
I'm still climbing mountains. Still climbing mountains.
Started on my wild earth to ramble, stepped on hearts like pavement on the streets, treating women just like chips to gamble, and it didn't bother me to watch them bleed. But I knew there was something different about her the first time that she ever spoke my name. Her warm red lips erased all the other ones. She kissed me and completely changed the game.
Right then I felt the whole earth shaking, like a big old tree had just hit the ground, like a train leaving and it ain't breaking,
and there's nothing in this world can stop it now. Take too long till she called on. In 14 minutes my world came unraveled. That's how long it took her to get gone.
That's when I felt the whole earth shake, like a big old tree just hit the ground, like a train leaving and it ain't a breaking,
and there's nothing in this world can stop it now. To my father, God, please forgive me, I have strayed enough.
And then I felt the whole earth shake, like a big old tree just hit the ground, like a train leaving and it ain't breaking.
There's nothing in this world can stop it now. There's nothing in this world can stop it now.
Thank you all.
All right. Hey, we're going to do a song that Wayne Taylor wrote here now. We got a request for this one. We'll try it for you. It's from our gospel record. We'll do the title cut of that just in a minute. But this one here is one that he co-wrote with a couple of Nashville songwriters, and it was nominated for Song of the Year in the IVMA a couple of years ago. Thank you.
Thank you much.
Appreciate that. Great tune. It's one called Seven Sundays in a Row.
Seven Sundays in a row.
fall. There's a little Billy Sparks inside us all. But as long as we believe, there's always hope. More than 7 Sundays in a row. 7 Sundays in a row he's been in church. A little hard to recognize in his tie and starched white shirt. There's a battle raging in his troubled soul. God's won 7 Sundays in a row. There's a battle raging in his troubled soul. God's won 7 Sundays in a row.
Wayne Taylor.
Great job, Wayne. Thank you. Hey, is everything sounding good to y'all? How about a big hand for Eric back there on the soundboard, man?
Yeah, good job, Eric.
I'll tell you what, we rolled in here today, and within about 5 minutes, we had a sound check done. That's how a sound check ought to go. That guy knows what he's doing. He knows his stuff.
Yeah, we play a lot of places, a lot of sound systems, and this guy's one of the best ones we've ever played for. So
absolutely.
Give him another hand.
I also like
want a job?
Yeah. And we'd also like to thank Kim. Where's Kim? She's around here somewhere. Should be. Well, she left. Okay. No, she's back there. I want to thank Kim for having us. I'll tell you what. They made this, they made this very, very easy for us. And thank everyone here at the Sacramento Zoo who's responsible for this great concert series. Yeah. Well, we're going to bring our guitar player around. This young man has been in the music business for quite some time. He's not an old man by any means. He just got a real young start. We're going to bring him around and get him to pick a tune right out of, he made up right out of his own mind, I think. I don't know where this came from. Have you got any, can you throw us a tidbit here as to where you came up with this?
No, it's nothing legal.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
Actually, we're Civil War buffs. I don't know if we have a lot of Civil War buffs out this way, but I know there are a few, yeah.
We play a show somewhere and Wayne asked if there are any Civil War veterans, and a bunch of people, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh.
This is for you all if you're out there, okay?
Yeah, so this is actually how this song kind of came, well, not how it came into being, but part of the way it got its name. When we were putting this band together, we were looking for names, and we had this whole list of names, and all the good ones were taken, like, Union Station and Quicksilver and all those, you know, the really good names.
The Bad Livers.
The Bad Livers, yeah. Austin Lounge Lizards. I mean, you know, all the really cool stuff was already taken. Well, I came up with what I thought was a really cool name for a bluegrass band called the Sons of Bluegrass, kind of like the Sons of the Pioneers, you know. I thought that was pretty cool, but bluegrassers are really, really bad to abbreviate things, so... you know, the Sun, LRB, the Lonesome River Band, and the Nashville Bluegrass Band's the MBB. So we decided maybe the Sons of Bluegrass wouldn't be the best place to start. So we actually thought of this as a band name, but it was a little bit too dark for the band, to call a band this, but it made a perfect instrumental. Please welcome Tim Stafford doing his very own rendition of one he wrote called Cold Harbor. Thank you. Jim Stafford. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Do a racehorse song.
Riding through the night on the Danville Pike. Gotta be there by the break of daylight. 25 miles is all I like. I'm riding the Danville Pike. He was the fastest horse anyone had seen. Was a sore pony, he was tall and lean. He'd meet every challenge if they think they must. He'd leave him breathing heavy in a cloud of dust. It was just about dark on a Friday night. Got a cloud in the sky and the moon was bright. He was about to do something that had never been done. Take it all the way to Danville on an overnight run. Big Jim Grayson was a man of means. Had more money than a poor boy's dream. Paid his $500 cause I know I might never make them by the morning light. With a watch from my pocket says it's 4:30. Hit up the lane and he begs for more. With a lot of heart and a little luck, we'll be drinking from the dam when the sun comes up. By the break of daylight, 25 miles is all I like. I'm riding the Danville Pike.
Wayne Taylor. All right, I'll tell you what. Back when this band first came together, there was a friend of mine. He was an aspiring dobro player. And he would tell me, you know, it must be great getting on stage with Rob every night and listening to all that great dobro music he's playing. I said, well, you know, it's great being up there with him, but I learned a long time ago that if I start listening to him, I forget what I'm supposed to be doing. So the only time I really get to listen to Rob play is when we can walk off stage and let him do something by himself. And that's what we're going to do right now. We're going to bring him around, get him to do a gospel song for you that was on our gospel record. Would you please make welcome from the home of bluegrass music, Millbrae, California, Mr. Rob Ikes on the dobro doing the old rugged cross.
Thank you, folks. I got a lot of family and friends here tonight. I am a graduate of UC Davis, so give me a big hand for that, okay? And I have a degree in biology, and I use it all the time in this music. But this is one that I would like to send out to everybody that knows me or is related to me here. And this is one called The Old Rugged Cross. Thank you.
mics. That's a degree in biology. That's what got us this zoo show. So, worked good.
Oh, damn.
Who was that?
Won't you spur me over to Britney Spears? Thank you.
Did y'all recognize that voice? Who was that? Was that Ralph Stanley?
Thank you. Appreciate you.
I think Ralph's a biologist also, don't
you? Yes, I am.
No, he had a degree in animal husbandry until they caught him. And,
I resemble that remark. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, Ralph, we better move on after that.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Both of you.
I was thinking the other day of a good Super Bowl halftime show.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking maybe you and Janet Jackson could do it.
Yeah.
Would that be okay?
We'd have dual wardrobe malfunctions.
Wait a minute. I know what she had pop out, and I don't even want to think about what you might
have. Oh, dear.
I'm telling you.
Folks, have you heard of a fella named Led Zeppelin? You know who Led is?
Led, he was a fiddle player for Monroe in 53, I
54.
Believe. 54, okay. Yeah.
He played with David Grisman, I think.
Oh, did he?
He wrote a song called The Black Dog. Y'all know that one there. We're going to do this and try it for you. I think it'll fit my music. Give me a G there, Sean. Oh, baby, won't you shake that thing? Oh, make it burn, oh, make it sting.
Oh, Lord have mercy. The man of a thousand
Thank
voices.
You very much.
Folks, I'll tell you what, never let it be said that Blue Highway doesn't live on the edge. Man, we were in Whitesburg, Kentucky one night, which is right across the mountain from where Ralph lives. And thank God he knows we're all huge Ralph Stanley fans, and he's kind of our hero, you know. Anybody that's been doing this for over 60 years, they deserve every bit of credit they can possibly get, I'll tell you.
So does Ralph.
But anyhow, it was a live radio broadcast, and Ralph called into the radio station. Tim was doing his takeoff on Ralph, and he called the radio station, and it scared me to death.
Scared you.
Yeah, and them people bad to shoot at one another over there. I didn't want to get in the crossfire. I didn't know what was going to happen.
Well, the DJ said, what'd you think about the feller imitating you, Ralph? He said,
tell him he's doing a fine job.
So, if it don't bother him, it ain't going to bother us.
Right.
Let's do a Ralph Stanley song.
Let's
don't
do one.
Here's one my brother Carter took credit for, but I wrote it. It's called Love Me Darling, Just Tonight.
Love me, darling, just tonight.
appreciate that. Thank Ralph for writing that good song.
Sean, for singing it. By the way, Sean Lane's got a solo record that he did a few years ago on Rebel, and he recorded that song. And I think he's got a few copies left over here.
Thank you, Ralph. I appreciate
it. You don't want to take anything back with you.
Would Britney Spears make a good Clinch Mountain boy, you think?
Lord, yes.
What would she play?
Whatever she wants to.
You like her new hairdo?
Reminds me of Curly Ray.
Curly Ray Klein?
That's right. Thank you, both of you. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right. Enough of that. Let's see. Fair cut? You want to do that one? Okay. All right, here's a song that we all wrote. It's on a record called The Wind of the West. Has anybody got that record? Anybody? Oh, appreciate that. Thank you. Rob's got a lot of family here. His wife Jen's here, and Jen's mom and dad are here.
Yeah.
And are some of Jen's brothers and sisters here too? Cousins. Okay.
And well, Rob's mom and dad are here.
And Rob's mom and dad are here too.
But yeah.
The whole clan.
I was going to say that I think Jen's brother was the one who designed this album, Wind of the West. He's a great graphic designer. He helped us, did a wonderful job. And this is a song all five of us wrote from that record. It's called Clear Cut.
One, two, three.
Way back in the mountains on the high knob by the ridge, Grandma built our cabin where we lived for 40 years. Spent my happy childhood beneath the hardwood trees. I didn't know what I had then was all I'd ever need. Mountain laurels bloom and it was early in the spring. Rich men from the city came to buy our land today. It took 200 years to grow, but it's gone in 30 days.
Mudslides down the mountain, there's no way to stop the flood. Hills without their timbers, like a man without his blood. Scars upon the land, those wounds will never heal.
But a greedy man will never get his fill.
We'd like to do the title cut of our gospel record for you right now. I'm going to get Tim to come around and tell you a little about this because he brought this song to the band, and this garnered us our first Grammy nomination, didn't it?
Yeah, we got nominated for a Grammy for this in 2004. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And we went to Los Angeles and watched Randy Travis win.
Yeah, we did.
It's a lot of fun.
Hey, you know, our next record, Marvel Town, was also nominated for a Grammy.
Oh, that's true.
Bluegrass
category. Yeah, it got nominated in 2006.
Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate that. And we went back to Los Angeles.
Yes, we did.
Watched Del McCurry win. So it's a lot of fun.
I'm hoping third time's a charm. I'm hoping the one that we've got in the can right now will be the one for us. So,
yes. Any NARIS members out there, vote for us. We need hardware.
I'll tell you what, I got all excited about this. I mean, I'm a small town guy from back in the mountains of Virginia, you know, and
I mean, I went out and rented a suit and everything. Shoot, I was trying to get ready for it. And I looked like just exactly what you'd think. I looked like a little short, bald hillbilly in a rented suit. But within about 15 minutes of getting off the plane at LAX, I realized I was the most normal-looking thing in the whole city. So next year, when we went back the second time, I went with purple spandex, a feather boa. I mean, I was ready for him, man.
Should have seen him.
Yeah.
Him and David Grisman had matching outfits.
Matching outfits. Me and the dog.
Hey, man.
But this song, the title track of our gospel record we'd like to do for you now is a Sacred Harp. Him, you folks know what the Sacred Harp is. Harp, H-A-R-P. It's how many of you saw the movie Cold Mountain? Well, you heard Sacred Harp singing in that movie in the church. And it's at one point it was the dominant form of gospel music, what they call shaped note singing in this country. And it's still practiced in some places like North Alabama. We heard a disc recording made in the 1940s in North Alabama, and we decided we'd have to try to do this one. It's a great song. It's one called Wondrous Love. Thanks, folks. We got time for one more, and thanks again to all the folks who brought us here. We really appreciate you very much. We'd like to mention that we do have some records left, and come over and talk to us and check them out, including our gospel record. And we have 7 records in all, and you can go to our website, BlueHighwayBand.com, and check the rest of them out on the World Wide Web.
And if my daughter Janelle is out there, hey, if you want to dance on this one, next one, be a good one.
Come on, Janelle.
You get the urge. We'd love it. Right up here.
She's a dancing
great
machine.
Irish step dancer.
She's great. We also would like to mention we're going to be playing at the CBA Grass Valley Festival next June. So come on out and see us there. That ain't far away, is it? Distance-wise.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you don't have anything to do on Thursday, we'll be in Mineral, Virginia. On Friday, we're up in Pennsylvania, and Saturday, we're in Kentucky. Come on to the East Coast and be with us.
Come to the East Coast. The humidity is great. That's our motto. Okay, folks, thank you once again for Jason, Sean, Wayne, Rob, I'm Tim, or Blue Highway. We'll see you down the road.
Machine Gun Kelly, he rode along the outlaw trail. Machine Gun Kelly was a simple man, but the woman was as hard as hell. Watch out, Machine Gun, don't let her run you round. Don't let a woman put you 6 feet in the ground. Machine Gun. She's tired of being such small time. Figured they'd kidnap the son of a rich man and make it in a world of crime. Watch out, Machine Gun, don't let her run you round. Don't let a woman put you 6 feet in the ground. Machine Gun. Took the poor boy away. Stuck him in a hole in a living-word prison where he lived till his dying day. Watch out, Machine Gun. Don't let her run you down. Don't let a woman make you out to be a clown. Machine Gun.
Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
The Blue Highway Dancers.
Thank you.
Thank you, folks.
Thank you. We're going to have to get Janelle up more often. That's the first standing O we've had in a month. Come on back up here. No, as we mentioned, we have records over here on the picnic table. And did I mention we have the Gorilla toothbrushes with us?
Gorilla toothbrushes?
Yeah, we brought them for this trip only. We just had them made up for this show.
We're going to let you be the first one to try one out.
Well, I seen you using one the other day. No, we appreciate you coming out, folks. We've had a good time today. It's been a great evening.
Oh,
Thank you, folks.
Appreciate it. Okay.